This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Waking up with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
7 minutes past eight. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling man.
Good morning, Melbourne. What a beautiful day today.
I know.
Friday.
Yeah.
It's just lovely out there. And it's lovely to be here with
yes.
you after such a long
One
period
show
away.
Only.
That's right. Sorry, not back next week.
No.
So enjoy it while it
lasts.
Hey, we all know someone who has suffered an addiction, and I'm not just talking about drugs.
Oh, my
here.
God, absolutely.
Coming up, David Gale's going to have a chat to us about his show that talks about all forms of addiction. I think it's fantastic.
It's a great show. It's every Thursday on 9 p.m, actually.
And plus, have you ever unfriended someone lately?
I do it all the time.
Do you reckon it's having an impact?
I have a moment, and then I go, you're gone. It does have an impact on... we'll talk about it, but, yeah, it doesn't for me... I guess because why I'm unfriending, but I don't worry if someone's unfriended
You've
me.
You've got your hand on the unfriend button now.
Do you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up, plus the Respect Women campaign. Mm. And I need
to pay attention, Warren.
With that as well. All that and more. You're on Joy.
It never fades away. It's staying. Your kiss like broken glass on my skin. And all the greatest loves end in violence. It's tearing up my voice, left in silence. Baby, it hits so hard, holding on to my chest. Maybe you left your mark, reminding me to forget. It doesn't matter where you are, you can keep my regret. Baby, I got these scars, reminding me to forget. Reminding me I got these scars to get your love. Keep reminding me, oh, to get your love. You left your mind. You left your mind. Reminding me to forget. You left your mind. There's no room in war for feelings. Hurt me to the core, still healing. And I know you're no good for me. So I try to forget the memories. Cause baby, it hits so hard. I'm holding on to my chest. Maybe you left your mark, reminding me to forget.
Kygo. Remind me to forget. Join 94.9 Anastasia and Warren for breakfast at 12 minutes past 8.
So wonderful to be with you. It's such a glorious day outside.
It's beautiful outside. Thank you, Anastasia. Good morning, Melbourne. Have you seen the Respect Women campaign that's been launched by the state government? So it's really good, actually, because it shows on a train. Mm. There's a lady and she's standing at the end of the train.
Mm.
Standing up, and there's a guy sitting down on one of the seats,
right,
staring at her and making her feel uncomfortable. And it shows shots of her.
Is he manspreading as he's staring at her? Or?
I don't know if it shows that. Okay. Probably.
Yep.
Probably.
I'll have a look at it.
Have a look at it. Anyway, and she's getting uncomfortable, and she's sort of trying to turn away, and he's just staring at her, you know, looking her up and down.
Sounds like a man on the tram, yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask her advice about something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an inappropriate behaviour. And then there's another guy who's there and he's thinking, hey, you know what, is this right? And he stands in between them and blocks the view. So he rescues the woman and because there's this horrible, you know, stare person. Anyway, I want to take this a bit further because in my gym, I use a personal trainer, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And there's a gay guy that works out at the gym. There's lots there. It's one of those ones. You know, they're everywhere. And my PT is straight.
Okay.
So completely straight.
Yeah.
And a lovely guy. He definitely is. A very lovely guy. Very, 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 very timid. But, you know, an ex-AFL footballer.
Oh,
so
wow.
I won't name him. But, you know, great physique. Mm. Very attractive.
Yes.
And this guy stares at him. Like, I'm talking nonstop. Like, I'm sure he's going to hit himself in the head with a dumbbell because he's just staring at my PT. Anyway, my PT went into the sauna and the guy followed him in.
Oh, my God.
Followed him into the sauna. And now the PTs all have their numbers up on the wall, their phone numbers, so anyone can message them. So then they came out of the sauna and was standing next to him and then text him and said, hey, oh, my God, you're beautiful. How about it?
Oh.
And he sort of, oh, okay, what do I do? Anyway, he came up, my PT said, what shall I say? I said, well, just tell him, you're not interested, you're straight, but hey, I'm happy to chat to you about your fitness needs or something like that. And he'll go away. You know, like most respectable people would say, you know what, I tried and it didn't work, move away.
Absolutely.
The guy, so he did that. Right, and they're going, oh, okay. Then he continues to stare, and it's so uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
I've never seen anything more. Even I'm getting uncomfortable.
I
thinking,
cop stares all the time.
But this is just constant. Anyway, then he texts him again and says, hey, so and so, how about we go out for a wine and then come back to my house? This is after he said no.
Oh, wow.
And it's now got to a point where.
Well, it's getting.
Where my trainer is actually thinking, oh, I feel really uncomfortable here. I work here. Should I go to another gym?
Oh.
And it seems to be there. He's worked out when my PT works and he goes there for about 3 hours and just stares and stares and stares. And my PT said to me, Warren, are gay guys like this? And I said, absolutely not. This is over the top.
Absolutely.
Behaviour. It's inappropriate.
It's extreme.
Behaviour.
Yeah. There's no boundaries there whatsoever. He's ignored what the personal trainer
now,
said.
Should I say something? Because there's...
Look at you.
Because... Well, I do. I want to say to him in a nice way, hey, listen,
absolutely,
you're making him feel uncomfortable.
100%.
You
should say something.
You need to stop this.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
And it's also giving the rest of us, you know, a bad name.
Yep.
But then there are those out there who'll be listening going, oh, come on, Warren. You know what?
No.
We're gay.
Don't worry about what they're listening. This is about you being you and authentic.
Sex is really common. You know, we should be able to, we're used to it.
Yep.
Society has suppressed us and all this sort of thing.
But we
need to be open. So where do we draw the line of when it is actually a boundary of harassment?
Well, I think it's
And when it's having a look at someone.
Well, they've had a conversation. You can look. We've got eyes to look, right? I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, we all
look.
But
at the end of the day, this guy is looking at him in a sexual way. He's very attracted to the personal trainer. He's got every right to feel that way.
It's been made clear to him that he's not interested.
Because they've had a conversation, but your personal trainer has every right to feel uncomfortable. And you have every right to be his ally and have a conversation with this man as long as you're kind and respectful about how you deliver that. What's the problem?
Well, I'm going to have a chat to him after this when I go to the gym today because I'm actually uncomfortable too.
What did
you
do if he knocks your head off?
Well, he's quite well built, so he may.
He might just say, mind your own business, mate. Well,
stop
out of my way.
Yeah, I know.
And then what are you doing?
What if I get the wrong person? No, but in all seriousness, I mean, there is a line there, isn't there? So you reckon I should say something?
I reckon, personally, absolutely. straight after this, we're going to be speaking to David Gale because we want to talk a little bit about addiction.
Yes.
And David's got a show just on addiction.
That's up next. You're on Joy.
Here's my blend with the eyes of a panther. With your cosmic skin and a celestial dancer. Oh, yes, I know this by now, your energy is loud. I'll be knocking you directly when I see you in the crowd. Kolela, mirani. Kolela, nirawani. Make you look up from the paranoid place. Spinning in and out of space. On a mort Istanbul. Millennia. Like an old poem with light beating edges. Ooh, you should know this by now. Your spirit is a glow. I'll be knocking you directly when I see it out show.
Electric Fields 2000 and whatever. I'm joined on 4.9 Anastasia and Warren for breakfast.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Can't believe we've only got 30 minutes left together.
I know, I'm just loving sitting here with you.
Yeah, it's really nice catching up. We've also got to let the listeners know before we get off.
What?
Why we, just sounded funny before we get off. Why, what happened to us?
I know.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Hey, now listen, I got a text message this morning saying, can we talk a bit later, Anastasia? I'm detoxing, fun morning conversation, but I'm finding it really tough. And it's a friend of mine who I absolutely love, and he's detoxing at the moment, and he's been struggling with addiction issues for as long as I've known him, and that's about 25 years.
And he's a beautiful person.
And he's one of the most incredible human beings, but he just can't knock it off, basically. And I think it's wonderful that we've got a presenter that's dedicated a show to addictions. It's on every Thursday night at 9 p.m. We've got the wonderful David joining us.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, and it is on Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Right, okay.
Yes, it's Thursday, but it is on Monday, and it's called Hooked on Joy 94.9, Joy 94.9's program about addiction within our community, the LGBTI community.
David, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you is not only Anastasia's friend, but there's so much stigma around addiction, isn't there? And Anastasia and I were catching up with a coffee, and we thought, oh, you know what? It's breakfast. It's the perfect time to challenge that stigma. Why not? Let's get David on the phone.
Well, yes, stigma is a very big issue, and actually we were talking about it on last Monday night's program. We were talking about ice and methamphetamine, and a lot of people don't seek treatment because of the stigma around the fact that they have to actually admit that they have a problem in the first place. And I think, you know, in our community we're always seen as having a good time, and we're such wonderful people, and, you know, there's underlying problems, and people are scared to actually fess up and say that they actually have got a problem.
David, do you think we're, as a community, we're sort of like, you know, the perfect storm for addiction? Some of us are, you know, we've grown up with shame for just being who we are. Therefore, addictions of any kind, whether they be drugs or whether they be food or whatever, do you reckon we're almost more susceptible, or am I drawing a long bow there?
No, you're not. One of the things that we're finding throughout the series of programs is that a lot of people within our community certainly have issues with coming out experience, and that could be, you know, going back to childhood, going back to having a bad coming out experience. It can also be not coming out. And then the other side of that is the discrimination that we receive, and that could go back once again to when we were children, being bullied at school. It can also be being passed up for the next promotion or other sort of workplace discrimination and other discriminations within the world. So they're sort of the two main reasons, discrimination and coming out stories, that we find that people do have hassles with, and if they'll sort of find themselves in an addictive area. Not everybody will, of course, but this is two of the main reasons that we find people do become addicted to different things.
Mm. But you know what? I don't even want to challenge you on this, but I think we're all addicted to something. I think in the society that we live today, it's impossible not to be addicted. You'd have to be really enlightened, or the Buddha, to not be.
It's interesting. Well, you know, I know addicted. You're the Buddha, but... But at the same time, you know, there's certain things that will take over our lives if we let them, and if they start to control us, then it does certainly become a problem. You know, last week we talked about exercise addiction. We might have had a slightly light-hearted look at it, but at the same time it can be a serious problem for people. Next week on Monday night, in our Addiction of the Week, because we have an Addiction of the Week every week, we're going to be looking at smartphone addiction. And, you know, sometimes these sorts of things can take over people's lives, and they'll suddenly go, you know what, I don't want to go out with friends. Oh, you know what, I'll start to isolate a little bit more. Oh, you know what, I'm going to start to put this before other things that are more important in my life because I cannot stop doing this particular activity.
David, what about the effect of smartphones and gadgets on other addictions? I reckon I'm addicted to exercise, and I got myself one of those
watches.
Well,
you're on a treadmill now.
I'm on a treadmill now as we do this. I got one of these watches that, you know, tells you how many calories you've burnt and how much exercise you've done. Mm. I don't go to bed until I hit my goal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, well, I look at it now, it's actually made it worse, because I look at it and I go, it says, you know, you're at whatever figure, and I'll walk up and down the house with Fuzzy.
3,000 steps, I'm worthy.
No, we'll go, I'll take the dog for a walk.
Fuzzy's getting a very good walk out. Yeah, I know. Look, you know, it's when, you know, with the exercise addiction, we found that one of the treatments was actually identifying the problem first, which is always the first step in all addictions, and then thinking, well, you know, if I want to make some changes about it, how will I go about that? And sometimes it could be just going, you know what, I'm going to have one day off a week and see how I go with that. And if you're finding that you're really stressing over it, maybe you need to seek some further help. And that could be, you know, as simple as talking to your doctor, which doesn't cost anything, or it could be getting a mental health plan and maybe talking to a psychologist and seeing what sort of advice they might have. Because if you can't go a day without drinking methamphetamine, exercise, putting down your smartphone, whatever the addiction
might
be.
What about love addiction, David? I think I've got
love addictions we've talked about as well.
Oh, great.
We've talked about them as well. But you love everybody, though.
What a fascinating show.
Yeah, but that's an addiction in itself. I mean,
we've
love is being
so many
in love.
Different things.
And it could be anything.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. We've covered so many different addictions. We've certainly talked about alcohol, methamphetamine. We've talked about self-harm, which was an amazing program because, you know, you could have heard a pin drop in the studio. We've looked at first strategies for people. That's one of our programs that has a whole lot of hyperlinks on the podcast. We've talked about smoking. A couple of weeks ago, we had Mark Camilleri from Queerspace, which is a great organisation that helps people that may have problems, whether they're in couples or whatever. We've talked about gambling addiction. We've had personal stories that would make you cry at times. And it's been an amazing series to do. And, you know, it's great to be continuing on the airways of Joy 94.9.
Now, David, if we've missed those, because some of those topics sound absolutely fascinating, is the podcast available?
Oh, they're all available. There'd be about 17 podcasts.
Is there an addiction to talking?
Well, there is an addiction to talking, because I know you've got it already, Anastasia. We've talked about this before.
I think we've both got
but
it.
The other thing is, you know, if you go and check out joy.org.au/hooked, there's a whole lot there. There might be something that you're interested in, whether you're thinking that you might be in addiction, whether you know somebody that might be in addiction. And of course, there's people that are affected by those in addiction. And Anastasia and I have talked about that before. You know, even your friend who is in detox at the moment, that's actually affected you. And sometimes we need to look after ourselves because we've sort of been bought into a particular situation. We care about this person and we can't really help them. So sometimes we need help ourselves as well.
I agree.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think that's great, David. So we can catch your show Mondays at 9 p.m. It's called Hooked on Joy 94.9.
That's right, and it's live every Monday.
Thank you, David. We'll let you get back to the cheeses.
I certainly will be. It wouldn't be Easter without the baby cheeses.
Thanks, David.
So I'm going back to bed.
You look fresh. It's your meditation. We were talking before the news about the campaign that's been launched at the moment. I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, there's a similar thing happening in my gym where my trainer is being harassed by a guy. He's asked me, he said, Warren, this is making me uncomfortable. You need to step in and do something for me.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm, oh, should I? Should I? Might get my head punched in or what?
Should.
And I'm
He's
asking
your mate.
You.
He's your personal trainer. He's being harassed by this guy. This guy's not taking no for an answer. There's no boundaries whatsoever.
Yeah. And I'm starting to feel uncomfortable too. So I am going to today.
Absolutely.
After this, I'm going to go in and I'm going to say,
kindly
hey, listen.
And respectfully.
So we've had a few SMSs.
Back off, mate.
Absolutely.
You can say back off, mate, kindly and respectfully.
What is everyone saying?
Everyone is agreeing. They think that you should be his ally and actually say something.
So I'm going to go in today. Someone said you should go in gently and say something quietly and say other people have noticed.
Is this
someone
guy else, really tall, though? Like, I'm scared he's going to
knock
very
tall. He's very tall, so I'll probably come up to his knee.
Excuse me.
But I will say something. I'm going to, in all seriousness.
Stop staring at my really hot AFL personal trainer.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. And it's giving us all a bad name.
No, and it is actually inappropriate. I'm being giggly and smiley about it, but at the same time, it's serious stuff.
So I'm going
No one should ever have to feel uncomfortable.
No, so I'm going to take you to the gym with me and push you in front and say, you say something.
I'd take him on. I'm scared of no one.
I'm going to say something today because it's actually affecting my workout now. And it's really sad seeing
him. Yeah, you're paying a lot of money to look
and
hot.
And he's going, and my trainer's going, hey, I actually think I should change gyms because I'm so uncomfortable here now.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. For you, yeah. Don't complicate it, yeah. 'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that
sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
Someone has unfriended me.
Do you?
In fact, lots of people.
How often does it happen for you?
Well, I don't really notice because I don't go looking at them to see how many. But I went to message someone the other day and I couldn't message. They've unfriended me. And I didn't care. Like,
Be honest though, be authentic. Do you really not care? Is there a little part of I just want to be like.
I really don't care, but you
what
know
did
what?
I do?
You know what? It got me thinking about the process of unfriending on social media. And I thought about it. Now, if you're in person, like.
I am in person.
Like, you don't like someone, you're not going to bother with them, you're not going to talk to them or whatsoever. Do you think we've overestimated the impact of unfriending? Is it like being back in the schoolyard where we go, I'm not playing with you, you're not having my play lunch, I'm not talking to you.
Well, you know what? I've done that. I've had that attitude when I've unfriended people.
Have you?
Yeah, if they've pissed me off, I have, yeah,
so
absolutely.
So what reaction do you want them to have to you, to your unfriending? Like, you hit the unfriend button, what are you thinking? Are you going, right, that's it? Are you...
I did unfriend someone the other day, and that was my way of going, I just don't want you in my life anymore. And
who was it? Was it me?
It was my ex-boss, actually. But I don't know. I just, for me, it was more about me just not having to see anything on social media about them.
So you're
I was
doing.
Hurt. I was angry.
Okay, so you're doing it more as a protective thing.
It depends on the person. Some people just bore the crap out of me, and I just unfriend them because I kind of want a clean list of friends. Yeah, you
right.
know what I mean. So sometimes there's no thought whatsoever. It's just like boring.
So
a bit
do you,
like now.
Do you think
like that, people are tuning off right
but
now?
But do you think Facebook has given us a platform where we think we have more of a, you know, because I'm friends with someone, I might be friends with someone because I know them more. You know, I know them through someone else or someone else and someone else. And does it think it? Do you think it gives us more power than we think it does when we unfriend?
Like, and it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It absolutely doesn't. Exactly.
It doesn't,
right.
Doesn't do anything. So the other way is to have an actual conversation. Is that you panting?
Hey, we did get a message in on 0427JOY949 by someone anonymous saying, so nice to have Anastasia and Warren back,
Four question marks.
Which is pretty much saying...
We're not back. We're
not back. It's just a one show only. It's a bit like Heather Locklear at Marrow's Place.
It's it's like when you go to the supermarket and you buy some food and it says best before, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, clearance sale.
Reduced for quick sale.
Totally.
That's what we are.
Yeah, but it's been wonderful, like getting up at 4:30 in the morning just to be with you. excitement.
I love your authenticity, Anastasia.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have loved getting back. It's just...
You look like you're getting emotional.
I've missed working with you so much.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, babe.
Yeah, the fake tears working. No, I have missed working with you so much. But we did do over a year of solid radio.
Well, we did 3 days of...
Non-stop. And it was over a year.
Yeah.
Without a break.
Mm.
And we did... At one stage, we
without a break, and we had both had a breakdown. Well, I did.
And we were doing 3 days as well. And we were swapping and changing days as so people could take time off. And we loved it. It was great. And
we had
the Housewives of Hawthorne we produced. And we did a lot of content, and it was so much fun. But we had a lot of external stuff going on.
Both had bad relationships going on.
Terrible relationships that were very detrimental to us in many ways, and relationships that shouldn't have happened. And they were... We were so drained.
Oh, my God, how bad was
it? We were so drained. But it wasn't drained from working together. It was these external pressures.
Yeah, I had a nervous breakdown.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a midlife crisis and I was straight for a year. And that says it all.
But by the end of it, of course, these pressures, we just needed a break. And then the break extended and, of course, I did a stint with someone else and then you decide to take a longer break.
Mm.
Anyway, here we are for one show. One show only. Just briefly.
One show only, and it's been really fabulous.
It has been fantastic.
Mm.
It's 6 minutes to 9.
Put a song on.
This is Rita Ora. You're on Joy.
Problem. I don't want to spend the night at someone's place to fill the space that you used to walk in. I don't want another number in my 40s.
morning. I don't want somebody like you. I only want you. I only want you, yeah. I don't want somebody brand new. I only want you. I only want you, yeah. I guess I have to leave, I have to leave, I have to leave, yeah. Just to need you. I don't want somebody like you. I only want you. I only want you, yeah. I know I'm the one who ruined everything and made you think that it was all you. And I know the story's only just a word, and when it hurts, it isn't that simple. But I know that if you look me in the eyes, I can't deny that we're something different. And I know I'm drawn looking for a kiss on someone's lips to know that I miss you. I don't want somebody. Potential problem. I don't want somebody like you. I only want you. I only want you. I don't want somebody brand new. I only want you. I only want you. I guess I have to leave. I have to leave. I have to leave. I just need. Just need you. I don't want somebody like you. I only want you. I only want you. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.